remain calm, confident, anticipating the changes or what you might see and what you may do. Here and now, just see yourself calm and confident. Notice how you are, how you can, from this time on and permanently into the future, whenever you wish to venture out, then you will. You will see and you will feel as something beneficial and helpful your experience of going out, and you will be and remain completely rational and calm and relaxed. Time to begin to enjoy your life beyond the boundaries of your self-imposed restrictions. Getting out into the world and living your life as you should. Yes, you will, calmly, confidently, and happily. That's right. Almost everything that happens to you and whatever you achieve or don't achieve in your world results from your thoughts and the actions or non-actions that you put behind them. Your thoughts are like the steering wheel of a car, and they'll guide you to follow their most prominent direction. All of your feelings and most of your circumstances in your life result from your thoughts, or more importantly, from the way that you think and what you think. The way that you do think is predominantly learned from your past experiences, and so to a significant degree it has become quite habitual for you. If your thinking isn't right, many things in your life won't be right, and so the pattern continues, often cascading into a negative non-result, frustration at life, and a lack of planning and forward thinking, which can cripple motivation. There are two predominant ways of thinking. One way is intentional and enables focus and the ability to move forward, to create your life on purpose, and to achieve your ambitions and your goals step by step with planning and patience. The other way is desirous and emotional. It has little substance, and therefore it often just creates confusion, leaving the thinker to feel battered and ruled by the apparent circumstances of life. Weak and non-directional thinking denies planning, clarity, and motivation. It can tax the immune system and the body and the organs, leaving the thinker feeling that they are at the mercy of circumstances, floating in the sea of life like a ship without a rudder. The two types of predominant thinking are logical thinking and emotional thinking. Logical thinking is positive. Logical thinking allows the thinker direction.